Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Guess what? Grab a card Friday. Yeah, that's what it is. We're doing it. We are doing it. And be prepared.
Yeah! Wow, there what's going on? Did you see that delay?
Yes.
My computer's not doing stupid updates.
Now that we've hit, which is like the point of summer, we may find the show is really slow with phone calls, which means we may actually have to come with some material for all of you. And we will, of course, be looking more at all of you readings than folks on the phone. And especially now, Tuesday, 4th of July, what do you think people are doing right now? Traveling.
A lot of them are, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I left work early, to miss some traffic.
All right, so for the record.
Intro. Do the really intro.
Yeah. I'm using ordinary playing cards for the readings that will be conducted during the show. So don't expect tarot. This is not oracle card reading, nor any of the other systems that are out there, and I know there's tons. Personal prophecy, as I learned it from my grandmother, I have found literally stands on its own as far as accuracy, offering us opportunities to manifest our futures, and for giving us the opportunity to see what's making other people tick. You know, why does so-and-so act this way? And why is my boss being that way? Do the neighbors really hate us? All that kind of stuff we can definitely take a look at, evaluate, perceive, whatever you want to call it. We can do it. So remember that. Also, I'm going to be using a full 24-card layout for each of the callers and our Facebookers who get readings. This is the same layout that I use with all of my private clients. It's wonderful, actually. I just love it. And it's amazing in laying cards down over and over into a 24-card layout. The odds are, I think, literally astronomical for the same cards to, you know, come up again and again. And I can explain it myself. If somebody wants to sit there and figure out the odds, go ahead.
Somebody already has, probably, if you Google it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So anyway, please be aware, I'll need a moment or two, to lay your cards out, give them a quick look-see. So now I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind you that if you are international, make sure you let us know so we can give you a live international shout out. And it's very rarely that I have none to give right now, though we have a lot of people watching. They are silent except for one. So, you know what? It's a free country. You want to watch and don't speak, that's fine, but then we cannot acknowledge you and talk
you
to
you. You mean if they don't come down?
No, just watching live, but never taking anything. We don't know who's there. So it is what it is. I'd be honest, if I was watching some show like this and I was brand new, I probably wouldn't watch and not say boo either. It was the first time just to see it. Because I might watch it and say, these people are a bunch of retard freaks in nature. I don't even want to, I'm out of here, you know. And you never know. All right. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you will hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that statement is true. I checked it. Everything's working great. We sound fine. We didn't sound choppy or anything. If you hear nothing at all, that's a problem. Hang up, call again. Now, obviously, if you can't hear us right now, you can't hear that message. But in the future, if you're a frequent caller, the next time, anytime you call, silence is not going to work to be in your favor. That means that you did not connect properly.
Yeah.
Facebookers, we'll do what we can do to do. Turn to you folks. I know the international folks can't really pick up a phone and call in because they aren't filthy rich. Well, even if you are filthy rich, you probably still don't want to drop your money on that. A lot of times people are filthy rich for a reason, because they misered their money and paid it well and invested it well. So we will turn to you. We can't tell you when, Facebookers. Can't make any promises, but we'll let you know. We'll make it very, very clear when we are opening the door for the Facebook world. So you have to just hang out. I mean, can't nail down the time, because then the breaks.
Yeah!
All right. Tonight is the special night. We do Rebel Cards Friday. So when you hear the Rebel yell, the yeehaw, it means your reading with Deborah is done. Just not unlike the harp sound. Reading with Deborah is done. So you got to cease. Let it go and let me talk, because I'm going to give you a Rebel card reading. One single card, and then we move on to the next caller. These are not going to pump your skirt for the sunshine, right?
No.
Yeah. No, but... typically, the message is positive. And if it doesn't seem positive, it is saying, it's trying to like sometimes get your hat out of your butt or something like that. Because, you know, sometimes we need somebody to tell us that, too. We're just not thinking straight. And angel cards will say the same thing in a really nice, happy way.
Flowery language.
Yeah.
You
know, I'm here to help you refocus your dreams. And the rebel cards say, quit whining, eat more food. You're crying like a baby. You know, it will say stuff like that. So.
And sometimes you need that smack
in
the face.
You do. Sometimes you need somebody to kind of just give you a slap in the face, and then all of a sudden you kind of snap out of it and like, oh, I'm in a funk, but now I got it. I see it. I got to get my shit back together. So.
No, not first.
Okay. I've spoken, Deb. The philosophy of cards. Let's talk about this.
Like what?
Like when you do a card reading, that's not like a concrete pathway that's in stone and can never be altered or changed. It'll always be there for the rest of your life. Doesn't work that way. Some people say, well, you know, you gave me a free reading the other day. You saw all these things and it never ended up happening. Well, guess what? That was the other day. Things change. You got to, you know, in the real world, like a lot of people, she has people that are paid clients that come to her often because they understand this, that future is full of a million things. She's like, let's say the future is like this path that you're on. She's doing, when she puts cards on, she's taking like a Polaroid. Bam, that's frozen still. A second later, that could start changing again. You got to keep doing the cards, keep checking on it. There's so many things out there that weren't in the cards that could come into play all of a sudden and alter the path.
Well, for instance, let's say somebody owes you money and the cards show it as, oh, they're getting ready to pay me back. But then you see the choices of other people can impact your life as well if they go, oh, wait, I forgot. We can't pay her back right now. We have blah, 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 this coming up. So then you would see a change.
If you taught yourself to do the cards and you got really good at it, you know, good enough, you could just constantly, you could keep doing it 1, 2, 3 times a day, however important the subject is to you.
Yes.
Every day. And you'll see tiny little reflections, things that are all of a sudden starting to come into play that you didn't see the day before, maybe. Say, uh-oh, I don't know who these people are, but something's coming up here that might change this course.
And also you'll know people before they even come into your life.
Yeah, and so like if somebody gets a reading and says, well, all of a sudden all this other crap happened, well, you got a free reading 7 to 10 days ago, maybe longer. No, that's it? We tell people all the time. We used to have a disclaimer and explain it. When you get a reading that says, well, it looks like you're going to do this and that, doesn't mean that you should go quit your job and divorce your wife and kick the kids out of the frickin' house or whatever and become a dog walker, professional dog walker, because you got a reading that says, that might be a fun little hobby or something. No. That's it. Like I said, that is a snapshot. That is like when you watch the weather, world weather, like right now everybody's into hurricanes, and they say, all right, look at it. We got these lows coming off the African coast. Boom, boom. Here's National Hurricane Center. There's this much percent of chance of a hurricane, and right now here's probably where it's going to go. Guess what? Check back in 7, 8 days. 99% of the time, those things aren't the same thing.
Oh, they do.
They do their best. They do their best based at that time. Yeah. That is the data they have. And you ask the hurricanes here, what's going to happen with you? They say, this is probably going to happen and this is probably going to happen. But they don't say, I guarantee it. I put my life on it. Nobody does. You can't do that in life. They can just give you the probabilities based on what you asked them at that time. So what you ask her a question right now, she's going to tell you what it looks like right now.
And generally, it will come to pass. But there will be fluctuations.
Well, there's a bazillion people out there. Depending on the question, too. You know, some things are, if it's really simple about your house or somebody in your house, that might not have a lot of odds of changing. But when you ask about big, major life events, those things, you've got to keep tabs on that because she can tell you it looks good now. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It means right now, right at this moment in space and time you asked her, it looks like it's going to happen. And ask your caller the next day and say, well, wait a minute, now there's something else coming along, she may say, that I didn't see yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. So.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's an important.
We have talked about it. I always use the Polaroid analogy. She's like imagine she was a freaking gypsy, right? She had this crystal ball. She'd take a snapshot of it. All right, put a date on that freaking Polaroid snapshot. That's today's date, what the crystal ball looks like. Doesn't mean that the magical crystal ball looked like that 7 days from now at all. Good, but it might not because there's a billion other things out there that could come into play.
Well, like if you date a guy, or we'll say, a guy. And let's say you're going out on your first date, it's looking fantastic, and the cards, he's going to, the path is unfolding, he's going to love you, and you're going to love him, and blah, blah, blah. And then what happens is, after the first date, he changes his mind, or you do. So see, freedom of choice plays a big part in that.
Sure, there's a gazillion different things going on that could happen. Gazillion.
Yes, I'm getting ready to go help the priest serve communion. I'm an altar girl. They're making fun of my virginal white.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. See, I don't know. When you start talking like that, I'm like, what do you know that I don't know? Because, all right, anyway, international shout out for one to Rachel on the other side of the world from the land down under in Australia. She's the first. That's cool. And the first one happens to be the furthest away from us, basically.
Yeah, and it's morning there.
Saturday morning, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Aw, she says the first smile of the day. Is seeing you too.
She's such a good bullshitter.
I was gonna say that.
I bet she's good, really, really good at selling used cars. Hey, but that's okay. That's a good skill set to have to be able to make people feel good.
Yeah. What's it gonna take to put you two in this Honda Civic today?
Yes, and have a Vegemite sandwich.
Are those any good?
I heard it's not. I heard about this, what it is. It's a spread of weird. It's probably one of those acquired tastes you have to. Grow up with, I'm assuming, but she could tell you that.
Yeah, Vegemite.
Oh, sayonara, whoever you were, that was going to be the first caller, just went away.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we're going to do this.
I'm assuming it's, I don't know.
You can look it up. Somebody, they looked it up a long back, way back when that song came out in the 80s, looked it up and talked about it.
In that song.
That's what Rachel was singing. She comes from a land down under. That's why I said that. The men at work.
Okay, well, why don't we... go where we need to go.
All right. I am going to go. Let's see here. We're going to go to area code 203, Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show. You're caller number one.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Michelle
Love that.
How are you?
I'm okay. I got to ask you about my job again because it's just it never stops aggravating me. Today, I log in and people are taking credit for all the work I've done. They're usurping my position. They're stealing credit for the work that I've done.
That would make me not want to do anything useful if that's going to happen.
Yeah, and are these superiors or are these, on your level people?
They would be on my level, but a different group, but a competitive group. They're a competitive group.
What do you think of that, Jim?
What?
Are you supposed to think in terms of team? You know?
Well, or... worst case scenario is if they don't want to give kudos, then at least they should not try to take credit for themselves. They say, oh, look what we did. You know, that wouldn't be as bad. But if they try to take credit for themselves, that's bullshit then. You know? Because a lot of times I will actually have some ideas and have some things to put things in motion. But I say we did this. I don't want to sit there and, like, toot my own horn all the time. I don't give a damn. I'm in a group of guys. So sometimes I'll say, this is what we came up with, even though maybe I did. I do the opposite, typically.
Do you think it's fundamental to the work you do for you to bring this to somebody's attention?
We would have to be like the top guy, and it would have to kind of be my sayonara to the company because, you know, I mean.
Yeah, because
I kind of want to tell him. I kind of want to tell him. I said, you know, in the meeting today, all this great status that this group was giving you about the work that they did and all the future plans they have to have working group meetings and all these workshops. Said I already worked all that solution out. They just took my solution and now are,
that's,
you know, peddling around with it. Yeah, I worked the whole thing out. Worked the whole thing out, set it in motion. I was so far ahead of them that they scrambled around to catch up with me, and now they're just usurping what I've done, and I can't take much more of this, honestly.
Tell me, what would you like me to look at in your card?
Yeah,
relating to this.
Is it probably other jobs? Is that probably likely?
Yeah.
What you want to know about?
Yeah. Any new job coming that might be better than this one? You know.
All right.
The money.
Real quick, I don't know, shout out to Joanne from Newfoundland.
Yes.
Another neighbor to the north. All right. Much, much north from here, from where you are. All right, well, that's very, very good question. I think the bits of the Titanic they've been bringing
she
them
said,
to shore there.
Oh,
did she?
Not Titanic, the Titan.
The Titan. My bad. Yeah, that was a big, big difference there. Even though it was
the
same site, but yes.
Joanne told us that they were working very close to where.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think I saw that's where the, because they're going to the straight line, quickest point to the shore, quickest nearest land. They're going to bring that stuff to, and then they'll send it to where it needs to go after that. But yeah, all right, cards are going
down. And you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you know what? You know what? It's like, it's not like there's no evidence that I worked the whole thing out, because I really produce a lot of written work. I have reviews. I show everybody, and, you know, many, many people have to get involved. And it's not like people don't know I've done this, but
now, would it,
they're shameless.
Would it have been inappropriate for you to bring up that it was your work?
Yes. Yeah, in that meeting, yeah. This wasn't a small meeting. This is to the top management. They're telling this. It's like, we've done this, and we're, you know, I just want to tell you, we've done all this, made all this progress. We.
Yeah,
we.
Yeah, them and the little mouse in their pocket, or we.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're finding out here that this is a shady group of, if they're engineers or what kind of professionals they are, they're shady. And
yeah,
you are probably so stellar and brilliant in the work that you do that you're right. It's shameless. They don't care. They're going to take what you produce and call it their own. So I think it's time you really try focusing on a new direction for yourself. And boy, make sure you get an exit interview. Don't you think, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. To be able to say those things that you haven't been able to. I am seeing an upswing in your work where you are going to be celebrating And that must mean, from what I see here, you're going to get more into a really professional capacity with what you do. And I really enjoy it. I mean, it's almost like I see you skipping your way to work, because it'll be so much nicer than where you are now. So this is time to you. Yes, it's time to move on. And things will just continue to steadily deteriorate. Start making some moves. So
I'm trying.
Wherever they would be, I mean, do you look, go to like LinkedIn, Indeed? I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, all of those.
Well, I see that you're going to get nibbles that will turn into real bites to get you into a different atmosphere with your work.
Okay.
So, and they're going to miss you. I will tell you this. These people have become so reliant, I guess I would say, for you to take up the slack. You fill the holes. You do the stuff that a lot of them don't want to do. Right.
Yes.
And they're going to miss you, Miss Michelle. They're going to miss you. Oh, yeah. So you'll be laughing all the way to your next job.
Well, I'm going to miss the money, unfortunately, but not the aggravation.
Hopefully you'll get comfortable. I wouldn't be surprised if it's even better. Okay, the money that you could get. Remember, they are having trouble filling, you know, a lot of spots that they need people, even in upper echelon types of jobs. Where did all these people go? Did everybody die off during the pandemic or what? You know, so they've required... You should find yourself in a, let's just say it's going to be a target-rich environment for you.
Okay.
So, okay, you get out there and you you just keep on, you know, trucking.
All right, real quick, Michelle, your level card reading. She got a good one, not one that's going to be kind of, make you feel bad.
Right.
The subject of your level card reading is you're the shit. And don't forget it. There you go.
You are. You're some hot shit
Hot loving.
Thanks. I'll try to join you online now.
All right. Oh, my God. Like you very much. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
She's got the sweetest voice.
The kid is Misha.
Oh, yeah.
From the Beatles.
Yeah, and then there's that French part.
Yeah, they sang a bunch of French.
Sole moque. That's what
I like coffee and cheese. Yes, please. I don't know what the hell they say, but anyway.
Beatles. Stop catering to the French.
You know what? They hated each other for a gazillion years, but then they stuck together for a few wars and it worked out. So it's all good.
Well, it looks like we've got our skeleton crew tonight.
We're doing good, though.
Yeah.
We have the regulars we have are the best of the best of the best.
They are.
So there you go. What movie is it from?
The best of the best.
You wouldn't probably know.
I don't know.
It was like an early scene in the Men in Black.
Mm.
It was hilarious. When they were all getting recruited to be, and this military guy goes, the best of the best of the best. Yeah, so I don't know if it was an Army guy or Air Force guy or something. Yeah, that was hilarious. Ready?
Bring it.
Are you really ready?
Bring
Tell
it.
Me what you want, what you really, really want. Because it's area code 520.
Hello.
Oh, my darling.
Yeah, you guys are so sweet. Well, tomorrow I go for my MRI, and I'm in a lot of pain. And I took my neighbor to his. He had to get an x-ray, so I drove him over there. And I told him, you know, I like doing it because it forces me out of the house. And you know, I didn't tell any of my friends that I've been in a car wreck. I haven't told anyone. I told two friends.
That's why you got no damn flowers.
That's why you didn't get any flowers.
That's why you get no damn flowers, woman. That's why.
Well, and I didn't want that kind of traffic. I've never been in a car wreck, and I wanted to get stuff sorted in my head because it dumped my life out onto the ground, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what to do and how to do it. And my one friend who was, I love her to pieces. She kept pestering me the first 72 hours. I've got to come over. I've got to bring you this. I said, no, I'm sleeping. And then finally she got back wrapped up with her boyfriend, and that's okay. And then the other friend, you know, she helped whenever I asked her to. But I just, I don't know. I think that I'm feeling human. I'm sick of this. I'm so sick, and I'm getting angry, and I'm getting perturbed, and the neighbor is not meeting my needs at all. I mean, he doesn't tell me stuff that I want to hear, you know, in the way of how are you doing kind of thing. He complains a lot about himself. And so I'm not getting what I, and my needs are not being met. And I'm just wondering, what do you see in the cards? You know, I was sitting in the hospital waiting for him to get his x-ray, and I was laughing and talking with this dude there. And then my neighbor came out, and, but it was the first connection I had with another man. And I thought, it was pretty cool because we were laughing about the same thing and making
paradigm
and then
paradigm shift.
Imagine
there it is.
More normal.
Talking with another man can shift your. Well, there's. I used to be able to explain it in like one sentence.
But guess you better. Shift, sometimes you better start writing this shit down nowadays since we're not 25.
So well, you know what? And I kept. Like, we were talking earlier today, he and I, my neighbor, and we were making plans for the 4th. And he said, I just want to sit in our backyard, just you and I. I don't want to go to any parties or anything unless you want to go to a party. And I said, no, I'm not up to it either. So, I mean, I'm cool with that. And it's just, I don't know what I want him to do. I don't know. I guess my fairy godmother, I wanted to come and wave the wand and say, take all this fucking shit away, and it didn't happen, you know, kind of bullshit.
That would be a pretty cool fairy godmother if she did that.
Yes,
that'd be pretty,
yeah,
badass bitch. But anyway, you know, real quick, international shout out to Jeanette in Canada, and they're talking about Sophia, but I haven't seen her.
I haven't seen her either, but maybe she's there.
All right, but anyway, Sophia's from America.
Are you still on taking painkillers?
Remember, she wasn't taking narcotics.
No, my nurse practitioner doesn't want me to do that because I had internal bleeding. It would conflict with what was going on, and
I blame that.
No, and if
I have
serious constipation, people tell me if you
the opioid ones. Yeah. Yes, I'm not a big fan. I don't know how people take those things by the handfuls. I heard a lot of them have to buy laxatives that are really addicted to them. But
yeah, and that too.
But I'll tell you what, though, real quick.
No.
When I had my knee replaced, and I was kind of taking them a little bit to sleep, I was thankful to be constipated because, damn, when I just had that knee replaced, that was the most horrible thing trying to sit on that toilet. It involved like a scale of 1 to 10 pain. It involved levels in the 15 to 20 just to sit and get up and down.
Oh,
off the
my God.
So being constipated was okay by me.
The trouble is this bathroom doesn't give you leg room.
No, Sophia. It was in the 50s, so they have the toilet facing the bathtub. So there's if your knees work fine, no big deal. But my leg would rather have been stretched out, and that couldn't happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
That's Rosalda Sophia, who actually lives in Sweden, but she's in Ireland on vacation.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, those angry Irishmen need drink and they fight. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Lisa, actually, I know it's going to sound absurd, but when a patient starts to get angry, it means they're getting better because they're sick of the lack of motion, you know, range of motion. They're tired of the pain. They're actually on the road to recovery. So I think it's a good sign.
What are the cards saying?
Now, the cards are saying, you know, I think your neighbor's going to find out his situation is quite bad.
From the accident?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So,
Is he going to have to move? Do you think he might have to move?
Is that the first question that comes to mind when you hear that his situation is bad about him moving?
Well, you know, that's...
Really?
He's really worried. He's worried about his situation, and I'm wondering, you know, and I said to him, be very careful with everything right now because I don't want to see you have to move, you know, and I don't know. What do you see, Dev? You think, wow.
He won't be doing his jobs to bring in money?
No.
Why would he have to move?
No, my mind is going to the extreme. I don't have no clue. No, he doesn't do extra jobs. No, he doesn't. I just don't know what's going on.
I think he's going to have a very long recovery period. And there may be lasting, I hesitate to call it damage, injury.
Sometimes everlasting damage or whatever isn't like that serious. When I hurt my knee when I was in my 20s,
uh-huh.
I had a permanent injury, but you couldn't really know it. That was running and jogging, but there was a permanent injury. It didn't come out till later in life. But it was there.
It can be something like a rotator cuff
You
may
Oh, my God.
It could be something where he's back 100%, but then maybe a while later something like a knee. That's what she's saying. It could be done. She's not saying he's going to be in a – he's going to have a freaking Hans device on
create
a wheelchair.
And my sister in California, we were in the car, me and my neighbor, and we were doing errands, and he went in to go do his errand, and I was – in the car, and I accidentally pocket dialed her, and she called me right back, and we hadn't talked in a long time. She lives in California, and we were laughing and joking. He got in the car, and I told her, he's in the car. I said, are you okay with carrying on? She said, yeah. So we had like over an hour conversation. She put her husband on, and then we're all laughing, and then she said, you guys are invited to come out and visit us, and everybody was getting along, and he's all excited about going if it happens. He said, let's see what happens. Let's see how this all settles out here. And so I don't know, but, you know, I don't know.
That's all you can do. Remember, things fluctuate in the cart. What I'm perceiving might mean that he's going to take a spill. Right now I'm not getting that feeling. I just think that from the tests he's been taking, they are going to indicate that the prognosis isn't quite as fast as they may have led him to believe. You know, and Michelle is offering, sometimes these setbacks are a blessing in disguise. How that will
Well, what I was going to say is this morning we were upbeat, and this afternoon we were upbeat, and then all of a sudden, you know, this afternoon, he just goes in the house, closes the door. I mean, he did thank me, but it was like totally detached, and I just thought, fuck this, man. I'm lonely. I'm in a, you know, it's not all about you, you piece of shit.
Is he on narcotics?
He's got an opium.
Well,
we're not talking. Is he out there smoking meth and chasing crack doors? Did he get prescribed actual over-the-counter drugs that you have to show a driver's license for and their controlled substance stuff?
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what he's on really.
You should ask.
So often,
you have the right to ask.
Yeah, I'm only taking my nurse practitioner only wants me to take.
Yeah.
We know you're not.
I'm only interested in what I'm taking. He'll offer me. He says, well, you want what I'm taking? I said, no. So I'm not really interested. I don't talk to him about that.
If he's offering you stuff, then he's on some stuff.
Yes, they want everybody to go to La La Land.
He wouldn't be offering you, hey, you want some of my ibuprofen? they prescribed him some stuff. And where Deb is going, tell her why you're saying that.
Why
you're saying if he's on stuff, it could affect
him. Oh, it can completely affect his state of mind.
Absolutely.
Listen to this story. Jim had the darlingest little grandmother. Oh, my God. She was cute as a bug's ear, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know
and
what the fuck that
she
is.
She was in the hospital for diverticulosis.
Yeah.
And they put her on Oxy, I believe it was. That woman turned into a graphic cussing sailor.
I think it was a higher level
quantity
because it was taken intravenously too, I believe. So, yeah.
And she was like, get your fucking hands off of me. She was calling them motherfuckers, and that is so absurd.
Yep, international shout-out to Virgo.
Virgo, yes.
From the United Kingdom.
Okay,
all right,
here's what
back to Lisa.
Here's what I've got for you, Lisa, based on what I see. Let's, for a little bit here, focus more on him. You're going to come along just fine. You know, I feel like your MRI is just going to be a, what do they call that, just a thing they're just doing to check all the bases, but him, I'm kind of concerned about him because his life may take a big change here, you know, and it could involve a big adjustment. And
oh, dear God.
Well, you know what, though? That's part of loving somebody where you, I remember.
Oh, is he going to be my slave? Will he be my slave then?
Go ahead, Tip. Yeah, you're funny.
I don't believe that anybody has declared an official undying love until death do us part statement here. Back to you, Deb.
Oh, what? Oh, but she wanted to know if she's going to be your slave.
But you no, before that, you said that's part of loving somebody, having to accept all this shit. It's like, wow, they did not go officially go down that path where it's like sickness and health
yeah,
and all
I
that.
Don't,
you know what?
Oh, it's sickness and health, better or worse. If your penis falls off, I'll still be your wife. Yeah, they didn't take those kind of vows or make that kind of relationship thing.
Well, okay.
You know what?
Yeah.
What?
No, but I did tell him. I did tell him when he was in the hospital and he was talking to me, and I said, I'm never going to leave you, and I promised him that, and I stick by it. I won't leave him.
Wait. Look, can I push a little bit of a rewind button here, Lisa? You will never leave him, but you started out the call with, I'm sick of this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy
well,
that
yeah,
I talked to you and trying to make me feel good. So, isn't that kind of, aren't you like talking out of both sides of your head with two different mouths?
Okay, now that's kind of accusatory.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No. She was saying that she's sick of this crap, and she was talking to this guy.
Which doesn't mean,
entertaining and fun.
Well,
you don't do that
if you're Deb is saying. Yeah, but now Deb is saying that he might be having some hard time. I don't want to leave him up and dry like that. I mean, if he's having a hard time, you know, I'm not going to abandon him. I mean, if there's a reason for this.
Well, I think the deal is that, you know, we can say I love you all day long and through the night, but it's really what we do that matters. And he doesn't know how to be a nurse. You've been nursing him and providing all that comfort. And, you know, now he's, you know, he's going to need you to keep nursing him. And someday he'll.
But does he? What? They spend a lot of time apart. It doesn't sound like he's confined to his bed.
No, but I think mentally he needs nurturing.
That's well, that could have happened long before this accident, first of all, anyway. That's a whole different story there.
But he's come a long way. I mean, let's give him, you know, credit where it's due. This guy has really come a long way. From
meetings. I mean, the way we were talking today, and he's all into, you know, he's making plans for the future this morning, you know, about this and that and how we're going to do that and this. And when, you know, this someone you know, comes and blah, 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 blah. And he's telling my sister all this stuff on the phone with her, you know, about me. And, you know, it was positive. It's just, I don't know, maybe I'm too sensitive. Who knows? Maybe I just.
Well, I think he's got depression. It's not easy to go through all of this. You're just coming out as showing you have more strength, you know. I mean, let me tell you, Tim had a knee replacement that was years too late. I nursed him. That man was in so much pain.
Oh, my God.
I felt like I had an 8-year-old that I would get up in the night and come and change his ice pack.
She did the ice pack thing, but she didn't like have to pee and poop for me. I did go to the bathroom on my own. Let's not get too carried away.
If you'd have had to have a bedpan, I'd have done it.
But I didn't have to. Because I'm a man. I'll suck it up, man. Take that pain, get to that toilet, sit down, poop, scream while you poop. Yay. Because the leg and the knee thing, it was bad. That's what she's telling you.
He was laid up.
I was on a walker.
Mm-hmm. Laid up.
Oh.
And I was just there to offer support, change his bandage. Remember you had that...
It was the compression thing that we had to change once and wash it and put another one. Once or twice, then we get screw compressing after a certain point, they said, but yeah.
But, you know, I think that men sometimes need a little extra TLC. Remember, most of us are mothers who have nursed and, you know, and cared for babies.
I would like a disclaimer that I am not one of those over-pussy people that you had to care for. You know that. Because I've done it for you.
Oh, when I had my...
Yeah, and you remember, I got my ass up. There was some things I could not do, that's all.
Yeah.
Tell us what it was, Jim.
I could not change that stupid little... There's this little gel ice thing that I had to wrap around my knee. They wanted it around the clock. But sometimes it actually hurt. No, it wasn't no brown count. Right? Yeah.
Well... I had that big abdominoplasty done. I mean, it was big. And Jim had to come in and empty the little, what were those, drainage cups?
She had two drainage cups on left and right side. It had to be done at every actual interval. So I would set my alarm for around the clock, and my alarm would go off at 2 a.m., and I'd have to go there and wake her up and do that shit.
And help me to the
bathroom. Yeah, I had to take those out, empty them, pour them into a graduated cylinder, log the volume, rinse them out, put them back in.
Yeah, there was no modesty involved whatsoever.
You set the alarm, and when it went off, it happened.
Yeah.
2 in the morning, then
you
4 hours later, 5 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever it was.
Yeah.
You got dad going for you. I don't know that we totally got off track a little.
He wants to have a quiet 4th of July with you because I don't think he's up to a bunch of, you know, wildness or a bunch of socializing.
No,
I think that sounds sweet and romantic to me.
Love is in the air.
It does.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you could always give him footprint if you felt up to it.
What? First of all, why is that going
to
be special?
Have you ever? You've never had a foot. Well, you've had a pedicure.
But I don't really like people massaging my feet and shit. People don't like their feet even touched.
Well, if he
Many
likes
people
her
don't
massages,
like
he's likely going to like a foot treatment
Maybe.
Where you wash his feet and. You know,
it sounds so biblical.
It sounds very biblical.
It does, yeah.
And then you would put lotion.
It puts the lotion in the basket. Yes, all right. Remember, she doesn't watch
anything. You guys are so funny.
She has no clue what
funny.
That reference
is.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. Remember,
what movie is that from?
She hasn't watched TV and movies for like a billion years until just recently.
Yeah.
Remember?
One of the Facebookers saying use a nice fluffy towel and you can look on Google for some reflexology points. I mean, he would eat that up like
before you plan all this, you have to establish they like that. Some men and women don't want a human to touch their feet. They're just weird about that. Some people
are
really about them. I've known women that say like, I don't want anybody to touch my damn feet. Everybody's different.
That's when you ask him, would you like a nice foot treatment?
Before you tell her to make all these big plans, ask that. Otherwise,
Jim,
you don't have to worry about it.
Even think she'd just, throw his feet into, you know, a basin of water?
You were kind of talking about just, like, going ahead and doing it without asking.
Yes, get some really nice massage oil.
Yeah, just do all it. Whatever.
Oh, man. And then he says, well, could you do up to me? Go up to it.
We already know that ain't happening. We already have established.
And not up to his knees?
No, well, he may go up to his knees, but we know where it ain't going. We know where it's not going. It's not going there.
what to, well, they're not going to do it now.
We haven't, it's, what are we on? We're in, coming up on July.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
Well.
Never going to happen. Nope.
Feed him some grapes, strawberries.
Well, I do get contact, though, physical contact. I've gotten it on body parts. I get things thrust up to my, when I'm sitting down. I do get it. I've gotten it recently, but it catches me off guard. So I'm, you know, because I'm in the middle of doing something for him, and then all of a sudden he comes up from behind, and, yeah, so there's that.
So he's humping you?
Well...
So this is almost like when you're 12 or 13. This is like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
It is. This literally is. It reminds me of back in sixth grade, you would kind of do some weird little brushing. When I was 10, I don't know what the hell old I was.
Take them in the closet for 7 minutes of heaven. Yeah.
What if it ends up being 7 minutes of hell?
I don't know, you might like that. You never know.
International shout out
to
Suzanne in the land of the Scots, and I got to get rid of a piece of poop scammer.
Let me ask you, since you've been sleeping with him, Lisa, does he have...
No,
he went
last night and the night before, and I think maybe the night before that, I'm not sure. He's been in his own place, but he has said, what was it? I think, was it yesterday or... He said he was going to come here. He said, the reason I don't come in at night here, and I told him to go ahead because it's so, he's more comfortable here. I said, just come on, you know, and he says, no, I'll scare you. I do jump. And I said, no, I'm fine, you know, because subliminally I'll know it's you. And we were going back and forth. I think he just thinks he'll put me out, you know.
Maybe he has morning wood and he's embarrassed. And he just gave you that as an excuse.
You're just reaching into your bag of bullshit cliches here. Look at me, you don't know. You have never been a guy, so you don't even know anything about what you just said.
I know they have that.
But you don't know anything about that.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like you said, maybe. Come on, really? Oh, sorry, I'm worried I might have morning wood. So I will isolate myself in a bank vault because nobody can ever see that. I don't know what to do with it.
Maybe he's embarrassed for her.
Deborah is such an optimistic. Sounds like a clown. She's so optimistic and trying to be so positive.
I'm just trying.
She's a half full. Yes, I agree. I'm just saying. But you're pulling shit out of the booty right now, saying that.
I love to laugh.
The booty.
Lisa, you cackle. I love when
it
you
is
a
booty.
I've been accused of that, yeah.
Morning wood?
No, of cackling.
Cackling. Cackle,
you know,
till
what?
The cows come home.
I like when people laugh with a lot of... They really get into their laugh. That's good.
You know,
I think
when
that's
they're
good.
Not just being nice.
And you know what? It's actually, it's good for the brain. It's good for the human body to really laugh hard. Instead of some people just chuckle to themselves.
Well, then
like,
you don't.
You're not really helping yourself out mentally. Mentally, that whole, like you get to the point where you're almost crying. It's so funny. That's really good for the brain.
I think it is.
Remember, laughter is the best medicine, or whatever that subject was in Reader's Digest. That was a good section.
It was. Okay, what have you got? Don't give her that one. That's not a good one. I don't like that for anybody.
I don't give a flying snot what you like, Deb. This is the rubble card I drew.
Then give it to her.
I don't look at your cards. Say, Deb, get that out of here. Get that king out of here. I don't sit over there and pick your cards up. So don't you come over here and pick my cards up, my dear.
That's not a nice one. Lisa, I don't agree with it. So tell her.
Everybody out here, we don't give a flying poop if Deb agrees with this card. It's a rubble card. It's my deck. I drew it. Didn't ask her. Anyway, subject is, I drew it too. I didn't search to find it, so it's not a bullshit card. Subject is time to let go. Move the fuck on. That is the subject of the rebel card. And I drew it. I didn't go looking for it, trying to be a dickweed. I'm on camera here. People would have said, oh, is Jim searching like this? I wasn't doing that searching for that card.
Go for 2 out of 3.
I go on for 2 out of 3. Okay, oh, yeah, Deb, go 2 out of 3 for your readings. What the hell?
Well, when I see cards I don't like, I will.
I don't know that I agree with that philosophy.
Well, for myself, anyway.
Well, that's it. Yourself. Yeah. Remember, this is myself. This robot. This is myself.
I do not drink.
Suzanne
from Scotland is saying, are you having a drink, Jim? And Dev's because it's Friday night and it's the weekend.
I do, regardless of what day of the week it is.
Drink offs will commence when the show is over for me. I can't drink and give readings.
She can't multitask.
Yeah.
It isn't about that. It's about it dulls my senses.
I know. I'm just.
Yeah.
Don't get so sensitive everything I say. I'm just screwing with you.
How was the lake, Laura?
All right. Thank you, Lisa. We're going to put you back on.
Thank you, lovely. Thank you.
On mute. Keep on listening. And Saturday we shall be here.
We would like a full report tomorrow evening.
About what?
About her.
I know.
Pretty
quiet.
Well, no, she's going to.
Quiet here.
You're asking her to do something that she has been doing for the last few weeks. That's our correspondence, Lisa.
Unless I creep down to the bar and see what's going on down there.
No. Brown wood thing.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. The 4th of July is coming. You'll have to let us know what your plans are. Tonight is Friday. I guess you guys are laying low. The weekend's coming, so we will be here tomorrow, Lisa. We shall do so.
Oh, right. I love you, too.
We'll be here.
Love you too, Lisa.
There's a very good chance that we're going to marathon, but definitely tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know. Hey, take care, Lisa. Deb is turning around, and I don't know if she's looking for a spider or a mouse.
No.
Or some kind of, is there a flying turd there swinging or something?
Michelle says there's a big, long thing that it's brown, I don't know, wood sticks.
Oh, she's talking about these.
Oh, is it those?
Yes. The bamboo little...
They're bamboo.
Decorative bamboo curtain.
Yeah.
Thingamabobbers that you run into and it pisses you off. Yes, that's what they are.
Yeah, they're all around this little studio room.
Yeah. So you're only seeing a tiny bit. Tiny little bit. A tiny bit.
Yeah.
They're kind of drawn back like curtains on the entrance to the room.
Yeah.
Or exit, depending on which way you're going.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like them. Even men that come in here like workmen, they'll say, hey, where'd you get those? Those are cool.
I think they were not cheap, right?
They were from a catalog called 7th Avenue.
Is that still in business? I wonder.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I've heard of that.
Each set was like
$99. Yeah. If you look at it, the workmanship that went into that, you can tell there's no way that could be cheap. Actually, she probably got a really damn good deal because retail is probably like, ooh, on that from another company.
And it's been years.
Yeah, they're held together. Every once in a while, a couple little pieces, but pretty much it's held together really well.
Well, thank you for asking.
And they've got some at this end too, yeah.
Catherine, I did 2 years ago. She builds her credit with 7th Avenue. And they had that other one, I couldn't resist, Country Door. They would set things up to look so pretty, I had to have it. And then they give you all this credit. Yeah, credit. It's the American dream, I think. What did you always say, Jim?
What's that?
We're being good Americans.
That's the American rule, is to always have more debt than worth. The average American family has more debt than worth. Yep.
So we're out of questions. So should we sign off?
No. Actually, I opened the floor.
Oh, I mean to Blog Talk. Do you want to
sign off? I kept it open. It's not going to hurt anything. So, Deb, remember, just because nobody is there, there's people that can listen on Blog Talk and you'll never know. So we don't want to sign off on that.
All right.
They just have, Bye.
Well, hello there, Miss Laura.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, just got back from 3 hours at the lake by myself. It was beautiful.
Oh, what lake is it? Not that I would know, but...
Okanagan Falls.
Oh, it sounds really nice.
Oh, it's like a piece of heaven, Deb.
Yeah, I bet it was.
To hear.
Now, I know you've got an issue. Yeah. And we talked about this in general when the show first
started.
We do it
like every couple of months we have to remind people.
Did you want me to address that in your card?
Yes, please.
And the situation was, I'm not sure about the relationship, brother-in-law or sister-in-law.
It was, yeah.
Oh, both.
But, like, somehow that
sister and brother-in-law.
It, like, kind of destroyed her credit for getting the loan or something, right?
And just for clarity, are these loans in your name?
You co-signed, didn't she?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But they're not mine.
You co-signed?
Yep.
Yes. And you know what? As far as the credit companies are, it's the same. You co-sign, they don't care.
Yeah. And
they don't care. If for a credit company that's doing getting rid of the loan, if you co-sign, then basically it's just like you take them.
Have they been paying?
It's a liability. It's a liability.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Right, but it's there.
They refused.
Yeah.
The deal was, as soon as me and him got our settlement, he would pay them off because they're his money. He borrowed it, and he said, "No, they're not going to pay them off. They're just going to pay monthly."
The greed.
Are you
going to
live
money.
Long enough to see the last payment?
Oh, they keep paying regularly.
You know.
Oh, they're not delinquent. They just they were supposed to knock it out, so they wouldn't have to. Drag it up,
yeah,
keep paying on that shit.
It's trouble when you know, family
she
and
co-signed.
Money.
Or she didn't loan, she co-signed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So much for trust.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
Well, I'll take
you can come out,
Go ahead, though. Yeah.
So are you getting your fair share of smoke?
Huh?
Smoke.
Wildfire. Smoke. Canada. Wildfire. Smoke.
Oh, God. We don't have any. It's not here where I am.
You know, it's all over where we are, and we are not even in Canada.
Oh, wow. No, we don't have any Canadian smoke.
Yeah, we got plenty down here. And thank you very much, Canada.
Oh, it's our Minnesota. Our home state of Minnesota.
Iowa, too.
I saw the pictures. It looks like a very heavy fog.
A lot of, if you get the further north you go, I've seen D.C. was supposed to have it pretty rough today, and New York City gets really bad sometimes. They even shut down tours and stuff, depending on where they are.
Why aren't they,
Well, there's a certain point.
Extinguishing.
Once you let it get to a certain point, it's going to take an eternity.
Really?
Yeah. When it starts, you need to attack it. It's like here. Remember, one time I had a small electrical fire in my house. They sent 15,000 fire trucks. The last thing they wanted to do was to spread to the whole neighborhood. That's what should have happened up there in Canada. As soon as there was any kind of a fire, they should have asked everybody on earth to help them right away before it got up too bad. Now it's big. Now it's huge. It's gigantic right now. It's enormous, that fire. Go ahead.
Well, your cards are saying that as time goes by here, and it doesn't look like a whole lot of time, that the mortgage situation is going to get freed up like it did here. And you will qualify for some sort of, and I don't know enough about these issues to specifically name a mortgage lender or a
And we should not do types of things like that in card readings anyway, try to nail down legalities.
Yeah, but it looks like
real estate law and real estate programs. That's part of the disclaimer. You can't really do that.
It looks like it would be a government program.
And we don't know what they got.
Which we've had.
We don't know.
But to try to, bring that area back up to what it should be. So I'm just saying, I don't think you have to, give up the ship. At this point, I really think that there's going to be ways for her to be able to qualify.
But that doesn't mean it's going to be tomorrow.
I just said it could take some
time. Oh, I didn't hear. I was busy dealing with. Like, I always got to watch out for the scammers. Oh, holy crap! Somebody said there's another scammer in here. Where? Son of a biscuit.
Yeah, I really do think that it's like how for Lisa and her neighbor, that accident has turned out to be a blessing in disguise for her. It really brought them closer, which is ironic. And then for you, I really think that through the fire and through everything that's going on, you're going to become eligible So it'll be a blessing for you too. It's got to be hard for you not to hold them with a bitter heart. You know, that they can't help.
Yep.
Yeah. It doesn't seem right and it doesn't seem fair. For definitely. And I know myself, I put a lot of money in front of a family member of mine. And, you know, what I got instead of any kind of return, I just got completely blocked out of their lives. So I figure it's on them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your life will go on. Don't you worry. So that's the best I can do for you. I still see that your dream of this rescue is going to happen. All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe you'll end up with a fixer-upper, and you got your son. You know, he'll be...
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I'll take a shack in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, I would too. But you watch and see. I just feel like your dream is going to come true from what I see here. Just hold tight and just say to yourself some way, somehow. And you know, those two not paying you back, sometimes I
Deb,
think... What?
She didn't borrow the money. She co-signed on a loan, so she's on the credit report.
Yeah, but were they supposed to
pay it off, so then she wouldn't be having a liability for a loan.
So they don't have to pay you back. Okay.
They've been making the payments regularly on time, but that wasn't the agreement.
Is there a situation such that they could take you off of those loans?
I don't think the financial company's not going to want that.
No.
The financial company will never want to remove a cosigner. That'd be like suicide to them.
Yeah.
Let this all be a lesson to everybody.
Well, you know, it's good faith. You don't know what do they say? No good deed goes unpunished. That sucks. There's a reason that they have that phrase, and it's really terrible.
I really think this is very similar, not financially, but in essence, to what happened to my music son. Son was the musical guy. He tried. It took him 3 years to be able to get into the military as a musician because of the girl who had his son, had a baby from him. She wouldn't let any of us see the baby, so we're not even in that little boy's life. And in Texas, there's no god or grandparent laws. But
I didn't know there was anywhere.
Well, some do have.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened with him is he had to re-audition. He auditioned 3 times, and she wouldn't sign the papers not realizing, hey, if I let him go in, I'm going to have windfall of child support.
And medical, full medical benefits.
Full medical for the kid, an ID card to go to the PX. You know, it would be a lot
That's
of benefits.
Terrible.
But she was just spiteful. So.
But he did get there, right?
Yes. And I told him, I said, I believe the higher power God wants you to face a big divine test here. How bad do you want that? Because it's going to be such a degree of abundance for you that you've got to want this so bad you'll crawl through crushed glass to get it. And and now he's well celebrated in the Army as a composer and all the rest of it. So
amazing.
Oh,
yes,
isn't
that's
it?
Wonderful.
Boy, I'll tell you, I wanted to go out there and ring that little, you know, what's neck for trying to.
No doubt.
Yeah. But she's the one now that hasn't got so much going for her, you know, but he sees his son and it's worked out. I just believe maybe it's a test on you. How bad do you want this? And you watch and see. I just know somehow, some way, you're going to still end up in the middle of that house with a nice rescue going for you. So.
Well, you've been right on everything you've told me since you started reading for me, so I believe you.
Well, thank you very much. I feel honored. All right, here's your rebel card.
If you please. Something is they broke your heart. Fuck them.
I love it.
That's the card.
They call them the ribbon cards. All right. International. Thank you, Laura from Canada, who's international.
Nice. Good to hear you laugh.
Yeah, it is nice. It's been a while since we've actually talked live. That's awesome. And an international shout-out to Kellum, who he is in UK.
Who is?
Kellum. He's new.
Oh, somebody new.
International shout-out.
All right. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Deb. All right. Well, no problem. Love you.
Are you up for another, or do we have to rock?
No, I'm coming back.
You want another, or do you want to go?
I set the show for 90 minutes.
Yeah, but right now we don't. They're listening, but they're not talking, but we can go to Facebook. Do you want to?
Kellum or Kellum or?
Yeah.
Somebody says, okay, I'll try.
Talk to me, please, a little bit while I'm asking you a question. Do you want to do another reading?
Yeah. Do you have
then let me go. Let me do my thing. Just let me do my thing.
Is this a male?
Deb.
Oh.
Deb.
What?
Deb. God damn it.
He's a crusty old fart.
And I'm younger than her, just to let you know. Ah, she didn't want to hear that.
Hey, I'm proud of my age. There are too many people that didn't make it to this age, so it is a privilege.
No, there's even my age.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's a certain point where it's like, yeah. Yep.
All
even though the song says only the good die young. Not necessarily true,
yeah,
but young is relative.
Deb.
Well, that's Lisa.
Yeah, Rachel's doing it.
Yeah, that's Lisa when she gets tired of me talking logic. She doesn't want to hear logic. She wants to go to La La Rainbow Loveland. She doesn't want to hear logic.
Rachel says, we're not old, Jim.
But, you know, I've learned that. I understand. You females, you got a different world, so you don't. When it comes to the love world, you want logic for lots of things, but as soon as it comes to love, you want to kick all that shit to the curb, and you want La La Rainbow World when it comes to love. So when some guy like here, Deb, very positive, nice, cards, loving, encouraging. And then Jen here is like, well, you know, I think that's bullshit. She doesn't want to hear me. So she goes, Deb, what are the cards?
All right, let me share this. I picked this up like at a Kmart, I think. But I love it because this is the essence of being in love. When we first fall in love, we feel that we know all there is to know about life. And perhaps we are right. Love this.
All right, that was a public service announcement. And next we'll have a message from FEMA about flood insurance. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got? Anybody speak up? Nobody's talking. Everybody sucks. No, just kidding.
No, it's late for them, though. They might have one eye open and the other half shut.
Sleep with one eye open.
What is that?
It's Metallica, Enter Sandman.
Oh, is it?
Great freaking tune. Aha!
Okay.
There she is.
Miss
from Nova Scotia, right?
Yeah. No, Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. Hi. God damn it.
Hello.
Hey. I don't know why we're talking British, but hey, welcome.
How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Groovy, baby.
I was just wondering if I could get some general guidance, anything, because I'm really kind of like... all over the place. Like with love, finances, job. Mom's doing a lot better, so that's
who?
Very good. Her mother.
Do you know background?
Her mother's had some surgery complications.
Okay.
But she's doing well.
Well, that's good. Good to hear.
So, tell me first, how are things going with the guy?
I can't find them. Like, what guy? There's one in Vegas.
Yes.
She's the pool shooter.
He hasn't messaged me in a while.
Got it. She's the pool shark.
And so I'll message him now close to my departure date and say, hey, do you want to hang out to grab coffee? Like, no pressure. If not, cool beans.
I think that sounds great.
But we will see. So we'll see. I think he will meet me. But we'll see.
I think he will, too.
Those are good.
He may have backed off a little due to the distance. Thinking, geez, when the hell am I going to see her?
That is a thing.
Yeah.
When there's those many thousands of miles, you can't
Absolutely.
Put all your eggs in that basket. Right. That is a true statement.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I was supposed to come in April, and then I had to cancel the last minute because mom was sick.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was all like to pick me up at the airport, too. So,
there's
potential there for us to really connect and have a lovely time. So we'll see.
All right, so that's what
there
I'm
you go.
Asking.
So you got the general and with a couple few highlights and updates. That's great updates. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
I wonder if it's also Balls Death Hot in Vegas. I'm assuming.
Oh
it is.
God!
Yeah, like I'll come out at night like a vampire. I'm good.
Yep. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. Oh, there's old school.
Is it blistering hot where you are?
Oh, I live like I'm an island surrounded by icebergs for most of the year. So.
Yeah.
What?
She's way the hell up in Canada there.
In Newfoundland, yes. I'm Newfoundland. Like very close to where that like coffin submersive thing.
Yeah. Way up there.
Yeah.
If they get 100 and some degree temperatures up there, we should all start digging our graves and making our peace with our maker if they get out of kind of temperatures on a regular basis.
Yeah, like
there.
Like I could use
it's
that
over. It's over. It's over if they get that on the
my UK
basis.
People have been telling me that it's been really steamy hot where they are.
Remember, that's a relative term. I bet it hasn't been 110 degrees there.
Well, it hasn't been here either.
And it has been in Texas and Vegas.
Days,
and some,
okay.
It has been in southeastern United States. It has been that. Virginia, we're lucky. I guess they took it all away from us. We are like below where we usually are like, holy shit. It's really nice. We're in the 80s, which is so beautiful. So beautiful.
Perfect.
Normally it's 90s and like.
Well, and we're talking Fahrenheit here, guys.
Absolutely. Well, they know that.
Do they?
Joanne, if I said it was 90 degrees Celsius, what temperature? You would think that we were all dead, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, because 100 degrees Celsius, 212 degrees Fahrenheit, so.
Okay.
She knows we're talking Fahrenheit.
Now, don't let this guy throw your game off, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You've got to keep your game face on because, oh, boy, this could turn into one really. A spontaneous combustion comes to mind with the two of you meeting after all this time, yeah.
Okay.
So,
I'll make sure to pack extra yoga pants.
Those are the greatest thing ever invention. I'm assuming that a guy invented it, and if he did, he should get a prize, a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
I have to admit, I bought a pair after we had that big discussion.
I mean,
and
absolutely.
I put them on, and I looked in the mirror, and I went, oh, my God. It's like you don't even have pants on.
That's why it's the greatest invention ever known to mankind. All men on earth, we would actually take a moment of silence every day for the person who invented that yoga pants for good-looking women.
Oh, they're a great hit.
All right.
Yes.
So let's see. What else?
Yoga pants.
Yes.
Women with hot bodies. Yoga
your
pants.
Mother is here, and she's definitely on the mend. Even though she has little setbacks, she's definitely getting better. Your mother.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't want to build up your confidence too much because sometimes to get this kind of information can actually cause you to overplay and mess up.
About the dude?
No, about her winning.
Oh, competition.
Yeah.
Well, you always kind of said that wasn't your forte.
Well, I do see here that she's going to get noticed by somebody.
But, you know,
professional there, yeah.
Sure, but you always said
that would be amazing.
Yeah, of course, but you always said that wasn't your thing.
I won every match this week, even when I was stressed against a lot of higher players.
That is amazing, and I want you to be aware, under Sure to Come True, there are a couple of guys that are going to play you in Vegas, and they are, what do they call them in sports and stuff, formidable opponents.
Right, yeah.
Well, you want to play the best of the best. Want to play the best of the best because it makes you get better.
These are poor losers, these two guys. They do not like losing to a woman.
People that are professionals aren't in it to lose, so they're going to be.
Yeah.
A lot of them take it hard. That's what that it is what you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, but your cards look great. I really think you're going to have a wonderful time.
Wunderbar.
This girl, you, my dear, you have such a competitive spirit. I love it. I love it because it's like the more challenge she faces, the more she...
I dig it.
Yeah, she does.
I say I'm all for it, and I found it late in life, but I'm a four. Watch out.
Well, and when you are doing that kind of competition stuff, you don't want to play people that suck. It's not going to help your game. You want to play people that are really challenging or really tough. It helps you get better and steps up your game. You don't want to play your family member, somebody's never played pool before. That's not going to help you get ready.
You have a special gift with angles. You know how to judge an angle on a table.
Well, if you didn't know how to do that, you wouldn't be playing pool, Deb.
I'm good at geometry.
Yeah, see, geometry.
That's what it all is.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm reinforcing for her by telling her it's not luck for her. This is skill.
You don't get to be lucky and go to Vegas and play in competitions, Deb.
A little bit of luck is there. A little bit of luck.
Well, I mean, luck is everywhere, but you don't get lucky to get all the way to that point. That's like riding luck through forever.
I qualified in April. Yeah, in April. For single division. And I could have quit then. And I said, no, I'm going to bleed myself out and try to win on a team
level and
qualify for August. And I started Friday night, finished 1:30 Monday morning, and we wrapped it up. And I only lost one game through that time. And even that game wasn't a total shutout. I got 1 point for the team that we needed.
Wow. It's amazing. I'm enjoying this.
I remember. When I was a youngin' in college? Pretty good, 18 years old, playing. Hey, the college says, hey, we're going to start this with like NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Eventually, you keep advancing. It's like, oh, I'll play. Okay. The first person I got paired up with was last year's champion.
Oh, yeah.
Four games to none, best out of seven.
Oh, boy.
Got smoked like a chicken.
Yeah, but as a hockey player.
Smoked like a chicken. What sucked is, I could have won the first game. I missed an 8-ball shot. And then after that, he fucking cleaned me like he had a broom. He used me like I was his woman. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. But it was an experience, though. It was an experience.
Rebel time.
Rebel time. Here you go. Subject is shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive. Let that shit go. And this probably has something that has nothing to do with what we've talked about in your past life.
No, it would be...
Let that shit go. Something happened that... It says shame, regret, and guilt. That's bullshit. Maybe you did something you feel bad about that you did. It says let it go.
Or people.
Or somebody else did
it. Yeah.
Let it go.
You know, if you forgive somebody...
Yeah, or yourself.
Your connection to that incident has been resolved.
But some people don't
now
forgive
them.
Now
it's on the other person
to
have their appointment with the higher power
and
let them sort it out with God.
And a lot of people don't forive themselves for 20, 30, oh, I wish I shouldn't have done that thing. You got to forgive yourself or you're never going to move on.
Yeah. Well, hey, ladies, so good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
You guys have a great night. I saw you online. I'm down in the basement working on reports that I have to do in this week to get them out of my hair. And I figured I would call in say a little show and get a reading.
Love that. Well, thanks so much.
You're two of my favorite people.
Well, thank you.
I
and you know
that.
What? Your basement has very good acoustics.
Oh, it does.
You could actually do a show from there. It's really good acoustics.
I love it. Right. Yeah, and you are very near and dear to our heart, too. So thank you. And we'll
take care.
Okay, honey. We'll talk
thank you.
Later. We'll
thank
talk
you very much.
Later.
Goodbye.
That is wunderbar, Deb.
You know what's weird?
What is weird?
Is that it seems like we up there in Minnesota, probably the Dakotas, we have more of like a Canadian accent than, I mean, I didn't hear anything on
that. Oh, Deb, she is like, woof.
What? Yeah.
look where that is, where she's from.
But it sounded like perfect English.
Well, look where she's from, though.
Laura and Jeanette.
It depends on where you're from. That's too. Here, too. Here where we are, yeah.
You know, I wish that guy from Montreal would have called back again. I found him intriguing. Very poor use of English. Don't you remember him? Mm.
Oh, that was just recent, like last week or two, right?
Yeah.
Well, because that is the French part of Canada, remember?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So French is more predominant, I would think.
Well, you go back when everybody was colonizing this continent.
Yeah.
You had what? You had the French were all over the place. Spain had a big influence. UK had an influence. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they had little chunks bits in here and there.
Where was Sir Duluth from?
He was a French explorer.
That came to
United States.
Yeah.
That's why they named Duluth, Minnesota and Duluth, Georgia after
him.
Explored. Yeah, because he did a lot of exploring and mapping and made a big influence on exploring. He was a
trapper.
He was like a trapper. Yeah, it was Sir Duluth. I don't know what all his full name was.
And what about Leif Erikson?
He was the Viking guy that was way before all that crap.
Okay.
Way before that.
All right.
Leif, they call him Leif, but I think proper terminology is Leif Erikson, the Norwegian guy.
Like Leif Garrett?
Kind of. If you ever see those boats,
yeah.
Those boats they were in, that's
yeah.
How you know they were insane.
Yeah.
Those Viking boats?
Yeah, we have one.
They were just like giant canoes, and they went, and they put sails up because they learned that. But they went across the ocean in those damn things. That's why you know those guys are lunatic barbarians. You know it when you see those boats alone. And they were light enough, and sometimes they made them sectional where they could take them apart and go inland and go back to more waters when they had to go landbound.
In northern Minnesota, that was a big trading post area.
Yeah, that's why Sir Duluth, he explored it, and I think he was a trapper, you know. And I mean, they had like mink and beaver, a lot of pelts they wanted. It was huge up there. Not like beaver, like the Pachinas, like beaver and mink. That was big pelts up there. A lot of people didn't know that mink. There's mink in Duluth.
Duluth had a lot of bordellos. Have it for those guys that were building the canal and railroads and stuff. Oh yeah, their nookie.
I knew. Remember where I lived? I lived out in the boondock country, folk. And I knew high school kids that had mink and traps out there and stuff for mink, for the pelts.
Did you ever, any of you, get raised somewhere and you knew you didn't belong? That was me. I was not a outdoorsy, let's go play broom ball in the winter. I did go ice skating. I liked ice skating outside. In fact, my dad made me an ice skating rink. He had a bunch of acreage and made an ice skating rink, but I did not feel that I belonged there. I was more of a, let's go to the big city. It just seemed like more of an exciting, fun-filled life.
I was a hardcore outdoorsy person, but once I got 18, went in the Navy and left that, I dumped it all. Like, I know a lot of people are still getting into all that hiking and fishing and hunting. It's like, you know what? I don't give a shit if I ever put my ass in a tent again in camp. Don't care. I did enough of it as a child. It's out of my system. Done. All done.
That Duluth Trading Post catalog.
I told her. I already said yes.
They actually were using some kind of ship that they were using for manufacturing a lot of this stuff. Now they have a store there. Okay.
They bounced the headquarters around.
Yeah,
they moved it to Wisconsin. They might have went back. It's hard to say, but yeah. Because of taxes. Duluth isn't that tax friendly as a city. They're kind of dumbasses, but yeah.
We're
almost at our 90-minute mark.
Yeah, well, you guys, you've been wonderful tonight.
You ready for that volume?
I'm so excited on the weekends for our shows.
Do you want Madame, or do you want
Lawrence? Rachel, I was the odd one, too. She said that she loves her family, but she was always the odd one. Me, too. The rest of them were all like, let's go along and get along, and we'll just, in the winter, all they do is eat and drink up there and go to, like, a hockey game.
It depends on how old you are.
Well, not when I was a kid.
Yeah, I was about to say.
The grown-ups all did.
We skied constantly in the winter.
Skiing, yeah.
And played ice hockey outside and broom ball, and I used to go cross-country skiing in my own backyard, just make trails. Thousands of acres that wasn't on my land, but who cares? You go cross-country, make your own cross-country ski trails. I actually did snowshoeing once, and it was stupid. I'll never do it again, but I did it.
I love that. snowshoeing.
I was like, okay, I'm going through a field with snowshoes. But you know what? I would never would have went through that field to begin with, so I'm just doing it because I have snowshoes.
Well, it could be a good way to save your life.
Well, that's
where
they came from. It was a way of life for folks. But I did it. Me and the kid did it. Just say we did it. And I was all right. Did it. Never need to do it again.
So we all come from different places, but isn't it funny? Things like online that unify us all. It's crazy good to me. You know, I just love meeting, you know, from this one from there and that one from South Africa. And, you know.
That's what the internet did. It brought the world together.
That is one thing.
It did. As corny and corny as it sounds, it did do that.
Yes, and Suzanne, we can get you on for
Didn't we just do her yesterday or the day before?
You can call. You're in my friends list. You've just, I don't think, ever called. Somebody else who's never called is Voigel.
There's a lot of people never called.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's not like you're banned if you don't call. It would be nice, but you don't have to.
Yes,
we don't want to.
Michelle.
We don't want to pressure anybody.
I had those snowball hats.
What snowball hat?
Remember? It had like big.
Oh, just a ball on it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it had a name.
We'd make pom-poms to put them on our skates and on our boots.
Oh, yeah, those chicks did that. They're
yeah,
nice.
Remember that?
Guys had hockey skates. No toe pick bullshit. No toe pick crap on that stuff.
It's funny that the high school didn't pick you up for hockey. Was it because you couldn't get to the practices?
I actually wasn't that good of a skater. I was a great stick handler. Never skated that much as I skated, but not as much as normal people. It was, I lived 20 miles from the high school, so I wasn't doing any sports there.
Yes, we had muffs.
I never wore,
guys
didn't wear muffs.
And if we were going to go out and like have a snowball fight or something like that, which we often did, we'd put a few pairs of mittens on so our hands were just...
You could wear, if it was really cold, you could wear like some gloves that weren't too thick and then put the mittens over them so you had double.
Yeah.
And when guys didn't wear earmuffs. If it was really bad, you'd wear, remember those headbands? Deb? Remember those, the headbands?
Oh, yeah, they still have
and
that.
And then you put the hat, that was your double layer if you needed it. Guys aren't wearing earmuffs.
Or you have that one, what kind of thing is it with the thing that goes up here? Had fur. Like
that's the hat that looks like you see the sheriffs wearing all the time. That actually is a really great hat. It's in storage somewhere. That thing is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It looks stupid. You see sheriff departments wear those little hats. You pop that strap off and those goes down around here. That thing, those are earmuffs. They keep your ears warm as shit.
Rachel, do you know how? Probably others on here know too. How to make a pom pom? So easy. So easy. You just do it makeshift with what you've got, but yeah, it's really easy.
Well, you told her it was easy. You didn't tell. You know, we don't have time anyway. Internet, Google. We got to do it, Deb. Which clothing would you like tonight?
That sounds nice, Joanne.
What?
That she says we have fires in the snow, boil the kettle, and have tea and bologna.
I've been trying to get you here, Deb. What do you want to do for the closing? Which one?
Go with the same for now.
Good night.
Please join us tomorrow, 7 p.m. Bye.